LA nonprofit giving meth pipes to homeless sparks debate over harm reduction approach. After a video of a Los Angeles nonprofit handing out meth pipes to homeless addicts in downtown Los Angeles went viral earlier this month, some say the so-called harm reduction model of providing drug equipment and a supervised place to use is saving lives, while others say it's harmful and only exacerbating the city's and the state's homelessness crisis. A nonprofit, Homeless Health Care Los Angeles, became the center of the controversy earlier this month, after a video went viral on social media showing workers passing out the pipes in downtown Los Angeles's Skid Row. Resident Tony Anthony, who filmed the video and lives in a nearby apartment, told the Epoch Times he first heard about the issue in April and then began encountering it himself. "I went out there to see for myself. It's wrong what they're doing. They're giving them the tool to go out and get the drug," he said. "I don't think it's helping them." Anthony said he understands why some services offer needle exchanges to prevent the spread of deadly diseases, but meth pipes just encourage drug use. "You're supposed to be helping people get off drugs, not helping them to stay on drugs," he said. "I've seen what it does to people. When they smoke that methamphetamine, they go crazy. They take off their clothes, they run down the street, they break windows and break into cars and do all kinds of crazy things." According to the LA County Department of Public Health, the so-called harm reduction model focuses on meeting people where they are by offering pipes and clean needles, supervised drug use, and overdose medication to help save lives. But Anthony said he and others that live in Skid Row fear some agencies helping the homeless are more interested in receiving government funds than solving the root of the problem. "The more homeless people that are out on the street, that don't want to get off the street, they're making money off them. It's called soliciting to the homeless," he said. He said there's money in homelessness and pointed to a Fox LA News report, which showed the nonprofit in question receiving nearly $12 million in government funding in 2019. Tax records show the nonprofit received $5.7 million in such funding in 2016, which doubled to $11.9 million after 3 years. Of the nonprofit's reported $12.4 million total revenue in 2019, employee salaries and benefits made up $7.2 million. According to the agency's website, they operate 4 locations in Los Angeles. In Skid Row, they offer syringe exchange, naloxone and opioid reversal medication, wound care, acupuncture, food, clothing, and hygiene kits. Meth pipes are not mentioned specifically. Representatives from Homeless Health Care Los Angeles did not return a request for comment. Differing opinions on methodology. Other organizations serving Skid Row's homeless population said they support the harm reduction approach since, they say, it's saving lives. J. Ellis McGinnis, the director of communications for the Los Angeles Mission, also located in Skid Row and which offers over 1,000 daily meals, hot showers, and temporary or long-term shelter, said, "While it doesn't offer paraphernalia like other places and nonprofits, it supports the concept behind supervised drug use and offering pipes or needles since there's evidence such can save lives. In the system that we have, which is to preserve lives everywhere, that there are safe injection sites, ambulance visits are less by 60%, HIV transactions are decreased, there's less of a demand on our ER, and there's less people who are dying," he said. Data published in 2017 from the College of Family Physicians of Canada, which is a professional organization representing family physicians in Canada, shows that supervised injection sites decrease overdose-related deaths by 88 fewer per 100,000 people observed, citing a Vancouver, British Columbia study. Overdose-related ambulance calls were reduced by 67% and HIV infections decreased, but researchers debate over to what degree, according to the Vancouver study. McGinnis said, "When it comes to viral videos such as Anthony's, sometimes people will make judgments without seeing what goes on behind the scenes. It's the visuals and images of a caseworker handing out a meth pipe that goes viral, but you don't see how sometimes the same caseworkers are able to provide support during the comedowns because they've now built a relationship with the community saving lives, he said. But some others say they fear the harm reduction approach isn't saving lives. Andy Bales, president and CEO of the Union Rescue Mission with a location also in Skid Row, said he believes there's no situation where free pipes or needles are beneficial to drug-addicted individuals. We're totally against the harm reduction model. We believe it's deadly, and it's the nearly one half of the unsheltered people in the U.S. are in California, he told the Epoch Times. Federal data released in December showed 30% of the United States' homeless population is in California. The Union Rescue Mission is a Christian-based nonprofit also providing meals, showers, temporary and longer-term housing, and recovery programs to the homeless and drug addicts, with locations in downtown Los Angeles and Sylmar, California. He tied the increase in homelessness and drug use in California to welcoming state laws. Our policies in California have doubled down only on Housing First, which advocates for unrestricted housing, he said, as well as harm reduction and the free flow of hard drugs. Bales said he specifically blames a 2016 California law, SB 1380, which cut off state funds to facilities like his that have sobriety or treatment requirements for housing the homeless. As for the agency passing out meth pipes, he said doing such could lead to deadly results. Homeless healthcare handing out meth pipes is irresponsible because, on Skid Row, there's a combination of meth, fentanyl, and horse tranquilizer, he said. Although Narcan can prevent fentanyl overdoses, the recent addition of horse tranquilizer on Skid Row streets can't be combated, according to Bales. Nobody knows what's going to be put in the meth pipe. In the case of Skid Row, sometimes it's meth mixed with fentanyl, now mixed with horse tranquilizer, and Narcan doesn't work on horse tranquilizer, he said. The Los Angeles Department of Public Health issued a health alert in March warning residents to watch out for horse tranquilizer known as xylazine in illicit drugs, after increases in drug samples were found in San Francisco and San Diego. Bales said the risks associated with a harm reduction approach outweigh the benefits. We believe not in reversing overdoses as a practice, but in moving people to recovery. Harm reduction without the intent to end addiction is unlikely to deliver any permanent reduction at all, he said. He argued that safe consumption sites may successfully help reverse overdoses for drug users, but the lasting impact is harming users' brains. Every time you overdose, you lose 2-3% of your brain power or mental capacity, according to Bales. According to the National Library of Medicine, the world's largest medical library located in Maryland, drug overdoses can cause cerebral hypoxia, which results from cutting off the brain's supply of oxygen and nutrients. A lack of such can lead to brain cells dying in less than 5 minutes, rapidly causing severe brain damage. Last year, there were approximately 300 overdoses at a safe consumption site in San Francisco known as the Tenderloin Linkage Center, according to the San Francisco Department of Public Health. Since the center's closure December 4, 2022, overdose-related deaths between January and April of this year, compared to the same time in 2022, have increased by 42%, according to data released by San Francisco's chief medical examiner. One representative who worked at the Tenderloin Center claims the rise is a result of the consumption site's closure, according to an article by the San Francisco Public Press. When it was open and we had a safe place for folks to go, the numbers went down, Gary McCoy, vice president of policy and public affairs for HealthRight 360, a nonprofit that provides health services, told the news outlet.